Welcome back, guys. Going into the final hour here of the premiere episode of Balance of Power. Jesse, aka.
Yeah, man. Let's make that roll.
Yeah, you got to make a roll, Mr. Talon.
All right. So what am I rolling against?
So you're going to roll against their this is their gullibility. So I think it's just going to be an average roll. So you're rolling your coerce.
Yeah.
And the difficulty is 2. It would normally be 2 purple. I'm gonna give you guys a point. I use one of my points here. Hold on. And I'm gonna make it a little trickier for you. There we go. So it's gonna be 1 purple, 1 red, and then you're just go ahead and roll your.
I flipped it for
Theron by accident. Yeah, I flipped it back.
Jesse, you should flip it back. So I don't have to come.
I did already. You're fine. It's 2 and 2.
Okay. Gotcha.
You did it already. All right.
And your difficulty is difficulty set.
Yeah, everything's set on mine.
Yeah, you can go ahead and click.
You want 2 purple or 1 purple?
Should be 1 purple and 1 red.
Are you using the Destiny dice, Jesse?
No, I haven't. He did.
You should use one too.
It's 2-2. Again, if you want. You could use it.
Yeah, all right, so...
Otherwise, I have to come fucking rescue you, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, all right, I'll use it. So,
So to do that, on your sheet, because you haven't done it yet, just click, use light side, and it'll give a point to me. And then where it says upgrade on your dice pool, just click up once, so you have 1 upgrade.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, let's do this magic.
All right.
Conversion.
Ooh, despair.
That's a success, but you rolled a 1, fail as well.
So you have 1 success and a despair. They cancel each other out because the despair counts as a negative. It already canceled the negative because you have 2. Okay. So it just means there's a huge cost to their agreement. I think that one of them you succeeded, but something really bad happens. Okay.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
So you succeed, but... Oh, I know what happens. Okay, cool. So here's what happens. They look at you, and they're like, what do you say exactly? You're like... They look at you. You have the gun to her head. They're like shocked and kind of look at each other. One of them goes for his gun, and then you say...
Is this the guy from earlier?
Mm-hmm. I mean, these two are guys from earlier, so you recognize them. They know
All
you.
All right. Yeah, I'm like, you were right. There was a spy. He was our commander the entire time. He was trying to kill her. Skywalker wants her alive. I don't know why, but we've got to get her out of here. There could be spies everywhere on this station.
And she's like talking into your gloved hand. She's like, burr, 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 and they like look at each other, and I think that they like take their pistols up, but they don't point them at you, and they're like, you're right. We should get her to a cell if that's what happened. Come on. And they like gesture for you, and one of them goes in front of you and one goes behind. And they start heading off, but not towards the docking bay, but off towards like a holding area.
And is this like taking time? Like are we just like sitting in there like, what is going on? Like
No, this is all happening kind of concurrently.
Okay.
And while this is happening, I think we, instead of cutting back to you, we cut back to outer space and we see the asteroids. And then we see the Star Destroyer start to pop in, and then like a swarm of Hornets, TIE fighters start to just pour out of the belly of them and hurl towards the asteroids. So, on the ship, you've got it started up. The alarm starts to go off. People start to detect, like, uh-oh, Imperial Star Destroyers. And so you hear the voice, probably like someone's voice over the comms in the cargo bay. They're like, we are under attack. Repeat, we are under attack. Everyone to your ships. And you can see the orange jumpsuits scrambling as people run for the X-Wings, starting to jump in. And it's getting dangerous. So they're already going out to fight, basically. So nobody notices that you're on this shuttle.
I sort of reach up and talk to my comm link, and I'm like, sir, we need to go. Speaking to Theron.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I am in between these two guys, and my comm link goes off. And literally, I imagine everyone hears that. Mm-hmm. And I turn to the guy behind me and go, whoops, and shoot him in the gut. Can I do that?
Sir, we need to go. You're like...
Yeah. And then I put and then push the Twi'lek into the other guy.
Nice. Okay. All right. So make a let's make a shot on this guy. I'm gonna say you're at short range, so it's just one difficulty die. Okay. So your pool should just have one purple in it.
Great.
And he's unarmored, so if you hit him, basically he'll die.
Die, you son of a bitch!
Okay. Crit. Okay. So
in the face.
We'll roll all this together. So you pull the you push her and you pull the pistol out, you shoot this guy in the chest, and he dies. You just blast him in the chest, he falls down. You push Key towards the other guy. She stumbles into him and then falls to the side, and he's like just totally open. And if you want to, you can just shoot him too.
Sure. Yeah. I do.
Okay. So you just two shots, just blam, blam, and they fall down. And she's like crawling away from you, just like hyperventilating and like panicking.
I grab her by one of her little lekus and yank her back.
Okay. She's screaming.
And pull her back to me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just yank her up.
And I'm like, no, this is not where you run.
And yeah, I and grab just, her. Like, and tears streaming down her blue face.
Right. And yeah, I and pull her back towards to the shuttles.
Awesome. Okay, so you come to an intersection, and like people don't even notice. They do this in like action movies and TV shows all the time. There's something going on that's big, and like people are running by, and you're just like dragging her, and nobody even notices that you're pulling her. They're just like running to their ships or like getting to battle stations.
They're more worried about the TIE fighters coming in.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're all getting ready, and then that's when the asteroid takes its first hit. Right. So everything shakes, and maybe like a panel breaks open, and some stuff falls. There's just panic and chaos.
So maybe like when that hits, I just go over the comms and say, "Sir, I need your location."
And I give a chuckle, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm on my way."
Do you need help?
And I'm like, nothing a good beating couldn't handle, and I give her a kick and drag her more.
Okay, you kick her and pull on her. Okay, so Otto, you notice outside the Lambda shuttle, you can see all these pilots getting into their like X-Wings, Y-Wings start to lift off. The Lambda shuttle does have a gun that you could turn on them if you wanted to.
No, I don't. We need, that's, it's going to.
You need the cover? Okay.
It's all going to be destroyed anyways. We don't give a fuck. Okay. I'm more worried about trying to get out of here alive.
Okay, cool. All right, so I think that the ships start to fly out, and we can see out the port. Space battle has been joined. They're all flying around and firing at each other. You see some people running your way, like a group of soldiers. They've noticed that the Lambda shuttle has started to power up, and they're coming to check it out.
Okay, I meet them like halfway.
Yeah, okay, I call back to Belsa and Otto and say, "We have incoming."
Yeah.
And then, okay.
So Otto, they see you, and they run up, and one of them says, "Otto, there's a ship for you." And just over the shoulder, you can see a Y-wing sitting there. "There's a ship for you. If you want to get into the battle, we're gonna need you." I have no idea how they found us.
I kind of like look around. I'm just like, I've got my own ship for now. Maybe one of you should take it.
And they kind of look at each other, and they look at the shuttle, and they're like, I think they look up and they see. You can see suspicion like start to like kind of appear on their face. They're like, but why wouldn't you just fly? Like, this is weird.
I have special orders from the commander.
And I sort of walk out. I leave the piloting area and I walk out, and I'm like leaning against the door, and I'm like, because he can't fly for shit. And I'm like, and then I'm like, I'm the pilot. And so like to sort of hint that I'm piloting them. So,
yeah, I kind of like look back at her, then look back at the two to see if they buy it.
Okay, yeah, let's make a deception roll.
Okay.
Can I help her with that? I don't have the skill trained or anything.
Me, I don't either. Help would be nice.
Yeah, I think all help does is it gives an upgrade. So roll. Say this is a difficulty 3. So your die pool, Lena, should be three purple dice.
Okay.
And then one upgrade.
Okay.
You. And then you can just go ahead and click. No, not a boost die. Sorry, an upgrade. It's just the number is down below. Yeah. There's a little upgrade downgrade. Just make sure there's a one.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Yeah. So you're upgrading your success, and you can go ahead and make that roll with deception now.
Nice.
It's gonna be tricky.
We got it with advantage.
Oh, Oh, yeah, you sure do. Nice. Good work. Okay. So what was your intent here? What did you want them to... You want them to just leave and be like, oh, special orders, or...
I want them to pretty much assume that we're going to go join them in the Lambda. Like, we're not going to take one of their own. Because you said the Lambda has guns, right?
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And so,
yeah.
I mean, it could just be like, I'm going to be piloting while they shoot.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. So you're like, we got something else we got to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, they look at each other, and one of them comes up to you, Otto, and like puts his hand on your shoulder, and he like looks you in the eyes. He's like, well, may the force be with you, sir.
I just look at him and may the force be with you.
Okay.
Then I just kind of turn and just like, I have the evilest, like, most upset looking look on my face after saying that.
Yeah.
Otto walks past Belle as he goes into the show, and under her breath, she's like, you're getting soft, Otto.
I just kind of like growl, I guess, and walk back into the ship.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so they run off to get into ships and to go and protect the base. And I think that this is when you see the Thalen dragging his prisoner. You spot her across the two of them across the cargo hold.
Who does this? Who spots them? We all do.
I think you all do. Yeah, you're up. You're looking through the Lambdas.
Well, maybe I'm like in the cockpit. Ship preparing something, and then I see him, and I immediately just like walk out to meet him halfway.
And I stay behind in the pilot seat, ready to just take off as soon as the doors close.
I basically walk up to Theron and say, "Is everything all right, sir?"
So as you're walking up, you're still kind of like quite far from each other.
Oh, okay.
I think that. Kiwilin's going to try to get free. She's going to try to break away. So she, I don't know, she like elbows you, I think, because you've got her picked up again. She like elbows you in the chest and tries to run for it. So Theron, can you make a, let me take a look at what skill this would be. I guess probably a, it's not melee. It's brawl. It's a brawl check. So can you make a, brawl check with a difficulty of, let's see, her brawl probably wouldn't be that good, but it'd be three. Yeah, three difficulty. So three purple dice.
Okay.
Okay. So you get winded, but she jabs you in the chest. You're gonna take some strain. It's a hard hit. And then she runs. But you manage to grab her. You grab the back of her like outfit, she grabs the neck of it as it slams into hers, and she chokes and kind of like stumbles back into you. And then that's when Otto walks up.
Yeah, I just
I look back at.
I just punch her in the gut. Belsa.
Yeah, the two of you are still back on the ship, right?
Well, no, okay. I'm looking back. I look back and I'm like, "Are you going to do anything?"
Me?
Yeah, because you're not doing anything, right? You're still at your.
I'm writing a report.
I'm just like looking at my nails, and I'm just like, no.
Awesome.
I'm just sat down.
I just as I see this happen, like I don't break into a sprint or anything like that. I just walk up to the Twi'lek and just like punch her in the gut, and then take her over from Jesse.
Okay.
Be like, sir, the ship is ready. It's the Lambda class right in front of us.
And I just give him like a sarcastic, like, well, gee, thanks.
Okay. So with her, basically, like you, the two of you drag her back to the Lambda shuttle and get on board, and the back closes up. The wings start to unfold. Pilot Jory, what are you going to do?
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. You want to get out of here?
I'm just going to get out. Like, I think I'm going to look back to Otto if he ends up getting control of the Twi'lek and tell him to get the hyperdrive ready. Because don't we have to prepare it? We can't just
you had said that you were getting ready in advance. You're going to need to navigate the battle safely. You're going to have to kind of like fly through the battle and then get out far enough that you can then jump away. The you know for a fact, I think this is part of your original mission briefing, that like it's your only job was to tell them where the base was. The side job is important, but like you and that job, not as important as blowing up this base. So that's their main goal. They're using interdictors, which means anyone in a certain vicinity can't escape by hyperdrive. Yeah. So you're going to have to fly at sublight past the interdictors. And okay. frankly, the Empire was like, you know, you do a good job and hopefully you can get away, but that's on you, not us. So don't come like flying back to us.
Well, then I tell, I lean or turn back and yell to Otto to man the guns. Because we're going to need, we might need someone to fire.
I just very sternly and loudly say, you do not give me orders. And then I walk to the guns.
Do it anyway.
Can I use a force ability right about now, Adam?
You sure can. What would you like to do?
Can I foresee our immediate future?
Yes, totally. So you like you go from looking at your nails to like closing your eyes. What does it look like? Like how do you tap in?
I kind of just put my hand down on my lap into fists and just close my eyes, and I'm kind of just like sitting in perpetual silence. And like can hear this conversation happening, but like it's almost muffled and echoey, like I'm distant.
Yeah. And you to help you block out the sound, you like dig your nails into your palm, and like we see your jaw like flex as you like grit your teeth.
You see like a bit of blood appear on the palm.
Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, and then everything kind of like goes quiet, and you reach out with your rage, and cool. How does 4C work? What do you need to do?
It allows me to see the foreseeable future up to a day ahead.
Okay. Cool. So we're gonna see like visions of your future.
20 minutes from now.
yeah. Exactly.
Do we live? That's all we care about.
Yeah. Do we get out?
So, do you have to roll? I think you have to roll a force die, right?
Yeah. It just says using may spend one force to gain vague hints of events to come.
Okay. So to activate this on your character sheet, make sure your pool is clear, and then add one force die and just roll it.
Force die is the middle one, right?
Yeah, it's the white one. Okay. So normally what happens is like if you're a regular good guy force user, this would be a good result for you, right? You'd want a light side die. But with this being flipped, I think you might have to spend something, but let me double check real quick. Where's the force at? Here we go. Force. Okay. So force powers. To activate a power, unless stated in the power's description, activating it is an action. When a force-sensitive character activates a power, it creates a die pool equal to his force rating, which is what we did. Every light side point generates one force point. So we'll flip this for you. Every dark side point generates one. You disregard light side. However, you can always turn to the light for power and can generate force points. But if you do, you have to spend strain to do so.
So I have to spend strain to make this dark?
Yeah, you feel, this is actually really cool. So you feel a sense of like serenity kind of like come over you in the chaos, and you like lose the vision. Like it starts to like flicker out and your concentration breaks with this sort of tranquil kind of like upswelling. And then, yeah, you have to like, you have to strain and flip the point.
I have to like double down and focus on the pain.
Yeah, instead.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, you like bite your tongue and you're like, argh! And maybe we hear a growl or something from her, from the rest of the outside of the ship. And then you see, you see the battle, you see the Lambda shuttle like flying out into it. And it's not the rebel ships that are the problem. You see two TIE interceptors fly in behind you, and they fire at the back of the Lambda shuttle, and the shuttle gets damaged. And in this version of the future, you see the shuttle just explode into fragments.
Okay.
So be careful of that.
Can I inform the group?
Absolutely. Yeah. So your vision ends as the ship starts to lift off.
So I kind of snap back in. I'm like, Otto, two TIE fighters will be attacking our rear. Be ready.
Are we clear to kill them?
Yes.
I say, you do not give that order. And then I wait for Theron to speak.
Do you want to die?
And I just give a loud, shut up! Get us out of here. Kill whoever you have to kill. It doesn't matter. We have the Twi'lek. Let's go.
Understood.
Okay. All right. So you leave the shuttle bay amidst the last of the X-wings, sort of flying out with their wings starting to spread for battle, and then we fly right into, like I said, just like a hornet's nest. We see X-wings flying around, swarms of TIE fighters, and just navigating safely, like to the edge of this fight without anything going wrong. I need a pilot check, pilot space check from you.
Any disadvantage or anything?
No disadvantage. You do have a difficulty of 3 on this roll. So
would
just 3 purple.
Would we have any like benefits though, because we know the future?
No, that'll help you later when the
TIE fighter's
locked.
It'll help us in the fight. It won't help us with your ship flying, yeah. Lena.
What?
Did
it cancel out again?
Yes.
2 failures and 3 successes.
Yep. Yeah. So it's a failure by just the barest margin. So I think that you fly through and the ship's shields take some hits as you go. Okay. So with this much stuff going on, you're having to like dodge and duck and like try to get past. So we get a lot of like really kind of fancy camera work following you. You know, a TIE fighter gets hit and spins past you, almost clipping you. And you go over the top of the cantered like edge of a Star Destroyer, and you can see a clear shot out to the edge of the battle as you move to get away. And then the back shields start to blink, and this is where Otto, you see 2 Imperial TIE interceptors like come swooping in behind you.
Yeah.
The comm lights up. And it looks like they're scanning you, basically. They're trying to figure out why there's a Lambda shuttle in the fight.
Is it possible to broadcast an Imperial signal?
Yeah, totally. You can normally the codes have like a hard coded element, but you could send out like a special like ISB signal if you want.
Yeah.
Would you like have to roll something like computers?
Yeah, I think in this case you would.
So Belsa could does do anybody that. Else?
Isn't Belsa
well,
the Piani
else
of this
computers?
Group? Or is it
can't you just computer
oh,
it?
Lana's the computer it, okay.
I'm the computers person. If I'm the pilot, can't I just reach over and start the signal?
It's the same console, it should be.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I guess I would do that as soon as I realize like they're at our back. Do I same 3 difficulty or 3 purple?
2 purple in this case, okay. And you're getting help from Theron, so you get one more one upgrade.
Okay. Please don't fail.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Success plus advantage.
All right. So
maybe they become our escorts, Adam.
I was about to say. So they scan you. And then, and then one of the pilot's voices comes on over the shuttle's interior system, and they're like, "Sorry, sir, thought you were one of theirs. Do you need an escort?"
And they
fly in beside you. They like pull up, like in between here, so you're there.
And I've already been like yelled at for speaking orders, so I just look at Theron and I like pass like the mic
Theron, she's
learning. To him.
I talk into the speaker and give them the affirmative and say an escort to the edge of the battle would be lovely.
Awesome. Okay. So they fly in formation with you out to the edge. And then as you reach safe space, they peel off and sort of fly out after a nearby X-wing. They go to hunt him down, and as we see that, we pan over the battle, and it's like really evident that at this point the New Republic forces have lost this fight. The TIE fighters are starting to fly back to the Star Destroyers, and the Star Destroyers have started their bombardment of the asteroid field. So we just see like massive waves of blaster bolts flying towards the asteroids, and they just start to blow up and like crumble. And so you're right at the edge of the battle now. What do you want to do?
I call Lena back to the back before we jump into hyperspace and to give her coordinates of where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And pull her aside and congratulate her on such wonderful flying. And then I slam her up against the bulkhead and scream into her ear, "If you ever act without my say-so again, I will airlock you into space. And then, well, what will happen to your loved one? Perhaps you should think about what you do next time." And I give her like a little slap on the cheek, like, pop, and then send her back to the front.
No, like, as I'm walking back, I can sort of just feel like I know I messed up. And maybe, like, that's been my whole uneasiness, like, when everyone was cheering and all that. Like, I could feel that I messed up at some point. But then as he slams me down, like, I don't even make a sound. Like, I don't fight. Even if I, like, pain's, like, going through my face, I don't say anything. I just take the coordinates, and then I turn and I walk back.
Okay, awesome. So you walk back, and I think that we see your prisoner, Key, and she's starting to come to you again. And Otto, you're sitting like maybe across from her, and she's like mumbling. She seems kind of confused. She says something, but she's like, "Skywalker," and like grabs her head, and like kind of looks over at you. What are you doing, Otto?
I guess I just kind of like tilt my head and say, "How long have you known you had these powers?"
She kind of like stares at you. She's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
"The powers that you have. Don't play dumb."
"I know what you people did to the Jedi." She like stares down. And she was like, "Nothing that happened to me in that prison is as bad as that."
"Well, we'll see what Theron has in store for you."
I grab her and I assume there's like a window of some sort so they can see the actual fight. Sure. And I shove her face against the glass or whatever it is, the protective steel, whatever the fuck they call it.
Plasteel.
And shove her against the plasteel and whisper into her ear, "Look what your rebellion has become." "Don't worry. We'll get what we need from you." And I throw her back on the ground and then just go sit in one of the chairs and stare off into space.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so you walk back up into the cockpit, and you and Lena sit down. Lena, the hyperdrive activator is just blinking. You're ready to go. Everything's locked in.
I don't even, like, bother looking at him. Like, I just have, like, you could just see, like, anger just, like, in every feature of mine, even as, like, the red starts to form over my cheek from being slammed. But I don't even look at him. I just say, I simply mumble, "Sir, are you ready?"
I don't even acknowledge her and just press the hyperdrive forward.
Just lean over and hit the shot. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I think that's, I guess the last shot, right? Is of the Lambda shuttle disappearing into space as the rebel asteroid like burns up and like comes apart, under the assault of the Star Destroyers. Mission well done, everybody.
There we go.
Mission accomplished.
Cool stuff. It's first episode. All right, let's do some shout-outs, and then we'll call it a show. Jesse, why don't you start us off?
Yo, youtube.com/JesseCox. There's some stuff on there if you want to watch that. And twitter.com/JesseCox as well. Go there. Do that. Hit me up, yo.
Short and sweet.
You evil.
Easy.
Pocket. Yeah, you're a really good monster.
I loved it.
I told you guys I was going to go full monster. You haven't even seen the beginning of it. People will die. People will die.
There you go.
People already have.
There you go.
More people. Important people. More important people will die.
It's true. It's true. Pocket, some shout outs.
My name is Pocket, P-O-K-K-E-T, twitch.tv/Pocket, and Pocket Says is Twitter. I stream full-time and work on cosplay sometimes. Been slacking. But yeah, so go follow me there, and I had fun today.
Awesome stuff. Strippin'.
That's it.
That works. Strippin', some shout-outs.
Shout-out to Adam for putting us all together, because
episode
one is already amazing. Looking forward to being a cold, hard bitch. It's going to be great. My name's Strippin. I'm a streamer on YouTube. You can find me at youtube.com/Strippin and the same on Twitch, twitch.com/Strippin. And you can find me on Twitter at Strippin as well.
There you go. Last but not least, Adam, some shout-outs.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like you said before, JP, we've been waiting a long time to get this going. So I'm super excited about Balance of Power. It's going to be a fun challenge as a GM to make an evil campaign work. But I think if we're going to do it anywhere, Star Wars is the place. You can find me on twitch.tv/AdamCoble and Twitter, SkinnyGhost. And I'm sure that the Q&A over on the subreddit is going to be out of control this episode. So I'll jump in and hang out there after the episode.
There you go. I'll do my shout-outs afterwards, but I said we had a bunch of surprises, so here's the final one. Adam, I'll go ahead and let you make it.
So this is the thing, right? Like, it's not called Balance of Power for nothing. We're gonna see lots of nasty behavior from this group over the coming weeks, but then to have a dark side, you got to have a light. So I hope that you will come back next week and join me, Co, and Zeke and Caitlin for the light side of Balance of Power.
Scum.
Scum.
Complete scum.
Rebel scum.
Complete scum.
Rebel scum.
So we'll see how that goes. That'll be next week at Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern. We're going to be alternating weeks. The plan is about 10 weeks per group, so 20 weeks total. But if you watched Mirror Shades, we went way past that. So if we're having a lot of fun with it, we'll probably just continue it. But that's that. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We're out. We'll see you in 2 weeks with the Dark Side group.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Jesse's the only one not waving.
It works. Peace.